rise. Were no words to say goodbye, wiped the sleep out of my eyes. Just got promises to keep, I got mine.
Dan Mangan, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and surrounding university area.
They want to be loved by robots, need love too. They want to be loved by you.
Sexy and Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR. Welcome to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. Or maybe you could be one of our podcast listeners, however you've decided to spend the hour with us. We're really, really glad to have you. And following up on Val's comment during Folk Oasis about the whole "you won't hear Kumbaya" on our show. Well, it's very interesting because for the last little bit, while the last song was playing in the studio, oh, if we only had a webcam and you'd be able to see this. I've been serenaded by our very special guest tonight, which I wasn't expecting to be sung.
I give surprises.
surprise is good, and it's exciting as well. And especially my name in the Kumbaya song, I wasn't quite expecting it.
Yeah, baby.
It worked really, really well. And so, if and in regards to tonight, I've got a very special guest, as you've just heard her beautiful, sexy voice, and she's a very sensuous, wonderful, empowering woman, and I've got the lovely, the wonderful, the talented Baljeet Riot. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you, I've had you on the show, I think, twice before.
Once, but it may have felt like twice because I sang to you.
Perhaps. You've already made my stomach sore from laughing already, and we haven't even gotten started with the whole conversation yet. So.
That's it? I was hoping to make you tingle.
Oh, we won't go there. I have to be careful what I say on here. It's public record, though.
Right. Got it.
But for those of you who haven't had a chance to meet Baljeet before, she has a lot of wonderful workshops she's doing and the Sensuous Goddess series, which I'm very excited about. So why don't you tell the women a little, or actually I shouldn't say women, men and women. That was one of the things in her pre-show chat, which is one of the things, because I had recommended Baljeet to a friend of mine a couple, I guess it was just last week, saying, hey, she's going to be on the show. You should check her out. She's truly amazing. And his first comment was, well, she's got the goddess program, so it's more geared towards women.
Mm-hmm.
And she works with men, too. So I just wanted to blow that right out of the water right from the get-go.
Yes, definitely. Don't be afraid. The Sensual Goddess series, and we can also call it the Sensual God series, basically works through your blocks that you have that disconnects you from your sensuality and your sexuality. And how it can show up in your life is that, let's say you have relationship problems, like you mentioned to me before, with a certain someone who was in a relationship and chose to never be in a relationship ever again because of all the trauma having repeating patterns and themes coming up in his life. And the same thing can happen for women as well. And this can also lead to different imbalances such as depression, anxiety, isolation. And the main thing is when you get to the root core cause as to why that's happening, you're able to heal that, release that pattern, that block, so that you're able to create something new, a new pattern that does serve you, so you can attract a new kind of experience and actually tap into your sensuality. So when you tap into your sensuality, that's about your power that you have within you. Your sensuality goes beyond your sexual energy. So your sensuality has to do with you knowing who you are, what your purpose is, what you're feeling deep inside of your heart. And when you're really rooted and connected to that, you are rooted in your sexual power. So when you are intimate with someone, the sexual energy is even stronger. There's a connection. And when there's disconnection with someone on a sexual level, it's because that's where the blocks are. They're rooted. And these can be, you know, parental programming, cultural programming, religious programming. That's one of the deepest things I've seen and dealt with many people, men and women, who've dealt with a lot of religious programming that, you know, specifically, you know, numbed out their own sexuality. So they don't even know how to really receive sexual pleasure. And if they do, they actually feel shameful or guilty. So there's a lot of secrecy energy. There's this energy of not being able to celebrate your own sexual energy. So by healing that, you know, which is important for men and women, it's really understanding that your sexuality, sexual energy, is next to spiritual energy. It's your spirituality. There's a huge connection. There's a huge healing. And what society and media has really programmed us is that, you know, sexual energy is this low vibrational energy. So everyone, men and women, have been taught to treat sexual energy that way. They've disconnected to the spiritual connection.
Which, it's ironic, actually, because if you think of us as West Coasters, we've almost done that with yoga as well, where we've almost put both sexuality as well as something like yoga as just a physicality, as opposed to where it's for enlightenment, essentially.
Definitely. Yoga is definitely for enlightenment, and some people just use it as a physical thing. But it's important to be able to connect to the consciousness, you know. And when I mean connecting to consciousness, it's connecting to your truth, having that connection to that inner knowingness, and using, grounding that into your physical body, which is what yoga is for. The same thing about sexual energy, right? Sexuality, when you're connecting with someone, you're creating like an alchemical experience. Sometimes I like to call it sex magic, because you can actually co-create with someone to, you know, manifest something into reality. Your sexual energy is so powerful, but the main problem that I've seen many women dealt with is that they've deferred their power to men, and men too. They've deferred their power to women. And there is a lot of trauma that gets stuck in your energy field. So the next time you choose to have a sexual experience with someone, you end up attracting the same pattern that hooks you in. And you may get drained. You might feel crappy the next day. And your energy is so sacred. Your sexual energy is so sacred. Guys, your lingam, which means your penis, is sacred.
Wand
women
of light.
Yeah, the wand of light. You know, goddesses, your yoni, your sacred womb, your temple is such a sacred space. So there has been a lot of lack of discernment of knowing how to manage your energy, and who do you choose to have in your energy field. And because those patterns are in the way, versus, you know, and when I mean patterns, I mean healing stuff with your mommy and daddy. Let's say if a woman is healing stuff with her father, she's going to attract a guy that's going to replicate that. right?
Which is the Imago technique in regards to those who are familiar with the Dr. Harville Hendricks stuff.
Yeah.
Which is why sometimes you're like, my God, I keep dating the same person over and over again. Why?
Damn it.
Until we learn those lessons and break those patterns.
Yeah. I wish we could just sing a song like Kumbaya and just break the... Okay, I'm sorry.
I think you just want to tease me about this Kumbaya stuff, which I was joking to Val before the show. It's just like, gosh, do I have to put that on my playlist? Can we actually start singing it? Kumbaya by Belgium.
Definitely.
Go ahead, actually.
No, I'm not going to sing now. No.
Listeners, if you want her to sing Kumbaya, please call in 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR.
Let me serenade you.
Well, if music be the food of love, play on.
Hey, let me activate your lingam and yoni. There you go, Colin.
On that note, for the series, for the Sensuous Goddess God series, paint me a picture of what happens, basically. So someone signs up.
Yeah, someone signs up. And we got to remember, each and every time, it's always different because there's a theme. So whoever joins, there's a collective energy that everyone needs to heal. So I can't remember what was the last one. The last one was actually about women and competition energy, which was very interesting. And how it related to your sexual energy is that if a woman shows up fully in her power, fully sensuous and juicy, some other women might be intimidated by that and project her stuff onto that person, where it causes her to dim her lights. So she represses her sexual energy, her and also her sensual energy, which may have come from her mom, for example. Her mom may have taught her that, you know, that she's too sexual and that she shouldn't be shining her light, or else, you know, you're considered a slut or whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. It's going through that programming. So that was one of the themes. So what happens is that, for those of you who don't know, I'm an Akashic Record consultant. So I do intuitive readings. And Akashic Records is the record of your soul. It records every word, thought, action, event. So by attending this circle, I do an Akashic Record healing circle. So I open up everyone's records. And there's usually up to about 20 or more women. And I've done men as well, where there's been 12 or more. And there's a common theme. And so I'll actually choose a person who wants to volunteer to be the surrogate and to clear that person, and everyone heals on behalf of this pattern. And what then happens is that they'll shift their energy. They actually feel more in their power. Mm. They have more clarity on how they've been showing up in this dynamic. I'll actually show them what the dynamic is and how it's related to their sexual energy, of how they show up in their sensual energy, and how it shows up in their business, if they have a business, and their relationships, because everything relates to one another. They're parallel, right? So I'll be doing that for 3 hours, if you can imagine, 3 hours straight with some breaks in between, you know? And it's pretty profound, because me just acting as a conduit, it's like I never know what to expect. I just show up and I'm just a conduit, and there's always a huge gift. And there's always a mirror for me as well. So it's a huge celebration where women really clear some deep, deep, deep-seated programming that they never would have thought that they had. We're like really looking at the blind spots and clearing those energies. And a lot of women have showed up, you know, feeling a little nervous of sharing. You know, they've said, you know, I've never really shared this about my husband, and I never open up like this. But as soon as they show up, they feel this connection to all the women. And once you access your Akashic Records, you're in this book of truth. And when you feel this truth, it feels so comfortable, it feels so sacred, and you feel so connected. And there's a quantum leap that happens. You immediately start to see results. I've had women that said, oh my God, I just, you know, saw my husband tonight after the circle, and I've never had that kind of love making in my whole entire life. And it's because they've released their root pattern that's caused them to disconnect from their sexual energy and from owning their sensuality. So that's what goes on in the Sensual Goddess series.
Wow. So how many weeks is it all together? Is it 8 weeks or 12 weeks or...
Well, this one is a one-day event.
Okay.
And I have an event coming up in May. It's already May. My God.
It's scary.
It's time. May 19th. So that's in less than...
Weeks.
Yeah, less than 2 weeks.
Yes.
So it's on Saturday from 10 to 5 p.m. And that's going to be a full workshop day. And what I do is I really like to collaborate with other women. I think it's important to really get people to understand the concept of unity consciousness and collaboration. And with collaborating with other women, you know, this really allows women to see that how we work is through our heart connection.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to have this connection so we're not isolating ourselves and creating this competition energy. So I thought, well, why not, you know, collaborate with some amazing kick butt women who are tantricas at heart. And so I have Davy Ward, who's a tantrica. She teaches tantric methods, and they call her company is called Authentic Tantra. And she does sacred erotic dancing as well. So she's
incredible. We just had her on the show
amazing. A
couple weeks ago with her husband, Jacques.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've done her sacred erotic dance, and I just love it to pieces. It's really opened me up. And it's amazing to be with other women that work along with the same lines with sensuality, but each and every one of us has something unique to offer.
Mm.
And we share that with one another. So I have her as one of my special guests. And then next month, I've got beautiful Allison Braun.
Who's also been on the show.
The Bedroom Joyologist. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I think that's awesome. So for each one of them, were they bringing their own special gifts?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so curious in regards to, is you mentioned in terms of collaboration. So is some of it really organic on the day of based on all the unique individual people who are there as well? Or?
Yeah. So in the morning, I'll be doing the 3 hours of the Akashic Records. And in the afternoon with Davy Ward, she's going to share her story and to allow all the women to ground their energies with some sacred erotic dancing. And it's very organic. We usually have to be very organic.
Yes.
You know, there's only so much structure that you can put in.
Mm-hmm. So this is face-to-face and mm-hmm. actually with everyone. Would this particular one be, because you mentioned in their pre-show chat that you also do men's circles as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to, for our male listeners out there too.
Yeah, absolutely. I deal with a lot of men. Basically, because with all of the women entrepreneurs that are out here, I've noticed a lot of the men have come to me because they don't know where their space is. They don't know. They're actually confused about their own divine masculine energy and their divine feminine energy that they have. They're even sometimes confused about their own sexuality. So what I have decided to do was hold a men's healing circle, which mm-hmm. is sacred just for them. I've had some men approach me and said, you know, we wish you can hold a circle for us to, you know, help hold space because we know you get us. And they've even had men like shamans, et cetera, hold a space, but it's not the same because what's missing is the feminine energy. So this healing circle not only allows them to heal their mother's stuff, because I'm reflecting back their mommy,
yeah.
right? And it's funny because sometimes I can feel a bit of the projection of the mommy, so I make it very clear that I'm just being the conduit.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows them to heal all their mother's stuff and realign to what the feminine energy is all about, which, you know, each man have their own feminine energy, their intuition. And a lot of men were programmed to disconnect from that. You know, they were told to not be emotional, share their emotions, be tough and strong and repress it all in and not express themselves. Mm-hmm. And it creates a lot of conflict. And now with all this huge feminine energy coming in, they're conflicted because they don't know how to articulate it. They don't know how to express it, but yet still feel masculine, feel like a god. Mm-hmm. And so there's this displacement and a disconnect. The other thing I want to bring up is that society and the way that we've been programmed is that we have been leading with our male energy, our masculine, especially with women, right? I've been in the corporate industry in architecture, and I was very male, you know. I may have looked, you know, in my skirt and everything like a girl, but I was very much in my male energy, and it was very hard for me to even attract a guy in my life because I was too masculine. Right. And so what's happened with entrepreneurs entrepreneurs is sometimes they still carry this energy. And so when they're in relationship with the man, it leaves them no choice but to be in their feminine energy.
Because it's got to balance out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go full circle on that. The group that you're mentioning before where the women were talking about in competition so they wouldn't let their light shine, mm-hmm. that group that you worked with. Were many of them in their masculine energy and they had to re-embrace and fall in love with their feminine energy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of them. Because in a way they've been taught that it's safe to be in their masculine and not in their feminine, right? So it's also a protection mechanism.
Yeah.
It is. It's a protection mechanism in being scared and being that vulnerable and feeling safe.
It's funny because so many people say that they want to fall in love, they want to embrace that, but yet we run from it in a lot of ways.
Mm. Intimacy. Into
yes.
me, I see.
Can you repeat that?
You ever watch The Love Guru? Well, anyhow, the guy says intimacy into me, I see.
Oh, that's hilarious.
TM.
I love Mike Meyer.
Yeah.
Fellow Canadian.
Yeah. So, basically, the disconnect has to do with women really learning to fall in love with themselves and men learning to fall in love with themselves, okay? So when there's a disconnect with your own feminine and masculine energy and they're not partnering, anyone who you attract in your life, male or female, it's going to reflect that. So let's say I have an issue with women who are in power. And Caroline, let's say you're that woman in power. I'm not going to be able to want to look at you. I'm either going to feel jealous or I'm going to gossip about you because I'm having this conflict with this energy. Let's say I am really needing my dad's love and affection. I'm really needing his love because I was totally rejected by him as a child. I'm going to attract men where I'm going to project onto him my own neediness. And he's going to run. And I'm going to be like, damn it, how come I can't get a man? And I'm going to keep trying to hook him back in. So it's very important for people to learn how to do their own inner work to mend their own feminine masculine, to understand what their misconceptions are about their feminine energy and the misconceptions are about their masculine energy. And I work on that a lot because once you clear that, you not only heal, but you have an awareness of how you're showing up, and you have an awareness when you're talking to someone of how they're showing up and how they're treating you. Right away, when a guy approaches me, I already know how he's treating me, and I can already tell if he's afraid of me or he's treating me like his mom, and vice versa, right? So by having this awareness and tuning in with how you're showing up for someone, this allows you to heal certain energies and be able to create intimacy because you're cutting out the crap. You're actually being able to be with someone.
Yeah. Now, that makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of the things which we do see, there was actually an article in Vancouver Magazine a while ago about, is there any men to date in Vancouver?
Oh, I read that one.
Well, perhaps, you know, we should reexamine ourselves first and foremost, as yeah. opposed to just saying there's nobody to,
yeah. I'm on the men's side as well. I really want to honor the men that are out there. Mm-hmm. I really do honor the gods. And one of the biggest issues, again, is that it has to go with looking within yourself. And when you experience conflict, it's so easy to project and blame it on the external. And it's interesting because I was reading that. I remember reading that online. And I thought, God, this is so interesting. And I wonder who wrote that article as well, because it's their perception,
mm-hmm.
right? And you can get as much proof as possible in the external to prove
what
and
you
to validate.
To
but if you do, and that's what you stick to, then you're always going to attract that.
Yeah, so it starts with changing your belief system and going right down to the truth, the root of it.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe your man is not here. Maybe your soul is not meant to attract your divine partner here, and he's somewhere else. So when you really stick to your truth and go within, your soul's going to know if your partner's here or not. And if he's not here, we don't need to blame it on the men here in Vancouver. I think they've been through enough. God bless their souls. And the same for men, too. I've had men come to me and complain about women, and they've had some interesting stories that I've heard. There's a battle with the feminine and the masculine. And so that's why it's so important for women and men to do their own inner work and to have that awareness, so they're not putting the blame on the external.
Mm-hmm.
You have to really know yourself, then make up the story and, you know, have other people validate that. So,
no, it's very true. Yeah, we're going to take a really, really quick short break. And when we get back, we're going to be chatting a lot more. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be right back as soon as I can find this ad that I am supposed to be playing. So,
Kumbaya.
Yes, Ash, just sing it, sister.
Kumbaya.
We're getting serenaded.
Caroline.
And we will be back.
Artist Center Mist welcomes their 20th anniversary by inviting the public to join them for two popular art events this spring. Event 1 is a free roundhouse exhibit and birthday party on May 16th. One day only at the Roundhouse Community Center at 181 Roundhouse Muse in Yaletown. There will be an artist reception from 7 to 10 p.m. and don't miss out on the birthday cake bash at 8. Following up the birthday bash, there will be a free open studios walk on May 19th through the 21st. Studios will be open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and to see participating artists and a map, visit the website at artistsinourmidst.com.
Bad Bird Events and CITR present the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at a new venue, the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, now bigger, brighter, and with more records than ever before. Featuring music by the Knights of the Turntable and free with admission, the Vinyl Fair Discount Card. Get 10% off all vinyl purchases at participating record stores across Vancouver. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. Go to www.vinylrecordfair.com or find us on Facebook for more information.
Mm. And we're back. It's Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. And I just realized I played the ads that are supposed to be played for Marion's show for Hans von Claus's Misery Hour, which is going to be coming up at 11 o'clock. So, and the next ad break, I will play the ones that I'm supposed to play for mine. So please forgive me.
I have that effect over you.
You do. It was all the kumbaya.
Yes.
I have to call this show Kumbaya. Or something. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. The sensual Kumbaya.
On that note, when people have had massive life changes, things mm-hmm. like getting married, having kids, just different hormonal things, like maybe later in life, erectile dysfunction, menopause, mm-hmm. stuff like that. But in particular, I'm thinking more kids, getting married, just massive changes in lifestyle. Is that sometimes a fact in terms of their sensuous goddess or god?
Absolutely. I've met a lot of men and women, especially women who have, you know, put their kids first, mm-hmm. but put their relationship on the side. And that's one of the biggest issues that happens when they feel disconnected from their sensuality, is that they actually forget about their relationship with their husband and they're focused on the kids. And to me, it's an energy of distraction because it's a way of avoiding intimacy. And so a lot of the women, especially women, that I have done healings for, it's because they're afraid of cultivating more energy and moving forward, whether it's their business and their relationship, so they can use their kids as this form of distraction with whatever's coming up for them. Because when you give birth, it's very healing and you expand. And your soul is ever so, like, it's always growing. You're always going through this big soul's growth. So if you start to continue a similar routine on an everyday life and you're just fully focusing on the kids, I mean, your kids are very important. But if you forget about yourself, mm-hmm. you're actually avoiding and distracting yourself from having that soul's growth. And I've had quite a few women that are like, but my kids, they keep blaming their kids. It's not about their kids. It has to do with themselves and putting themselves first. That makes this intimacy stronger with, you know, them and their husband. Mm-hmm. The other thing, too, is when children come in, women can tend to build a lot of resentment if the husband's not pitching in enough, helping out. So then they'll use the kids as an energy of distraction and focusing on them more versus, you know, pleasing their husband, honoring them, and vice versa, right? And it's because if they feel some sort of anger and resentment, they're going to distance themselves even more, okay? So that's one of the main things that I've seen a lot. And it creates a disconnect to feeling this deeper connection to their husband. And that's one of the biggest issues that I've been approached with.
And for the men, when they become parents, mm-hmm. have you had that, in terms of that, just the feeling lost, feeling like they're trying to find a space in the home where, and especially the abandonment, almost especially if their partner is basically not connecting with them in the same way anymore?
Yeah, with the men, it's different. When they have kids, that I've been approached is that they want to make sure they still have their freedom and their sense of purpose. Because women are all about security and safety, and men are all about freedom and purpose. So they need to make sure that they're still connected to their soul's purpose, that they're still connected to their own inner freedom mm-hmm. that keeps the juices flowing.
Got it.
So if they're feeling hooked in, and feeling like they're not being honored as a god, that's where a lot of things can arise.
So how do you balance out being tired? I'm just thinking mm-hmm. some of my friends who, actually one of my male best friends, just had his wife just had a child in March, and they're sleeping, I think, probably, and the baby's basically feeding about every hour and a half, mm-hmm. and just how to balance everything and just feel normal, I guess, is probably the best way, whatever normal is.
Yeah.
It's never going to be the same after
no,
the baby.
So. No. You know, and that's such a great question. I mean, I don't have a child.
And neither do I.
You know, and me just being a conduit and being the best that I can be, like what I just keep hearing for those women that I've helped, even during pregnancy, because they're going through a lot of hormonal changes as well, is to make sure that they're always paying attention to nourishing themselves. And the same for the God, the man. It's really important to really make sure that you take that time out to nourish yourself, to really honor yourself, so that you're recharged and you are focused. You know, you've got more clarity. The drainage that I'm seeing is because you're just fully focused onto one entity, which is the baby, which is, you know, obviously. But I've seen people who also make sure that they take time to nurture themselves at the same time and take turns, obviously. And they're totally different. They're radiant. They are juicy. They're amazing because they have this level of awareness. It kind of goes back to having that awareness about yourself.
So it all comes back to self-care.
Yeah.
Self-exploration and self-knowledge.
Yeah. And, you know, I find women who have more than two kids, it's a little bit harder for them because they do have to focus a lot of their energy and time on their children. And I've seen many situations where it stresses things out. So if there's a lack of support and communication, then it's going to create some sort of conflict and very much lack of any juiciness.
So what are some of the common blocks you see in regards to, and I know each group is different, as you're saying, what are some of the ones that seem to come up for, just in general, for women?
The common block, I would say, a lot of women that approach me has to do with feeling disconnected from their sensual energy, like feeling that sensuous power, feeling like they own their power. And so as a result, they end up sleeping with men that are not a vibrational match. So they leak their energy and they're hooked on these men. They don't know why. They're like, I know he's not that great for me, but I can't help it. I just slept with him. And it's because it's a lack of discernment of honoring their own goddess energy. So once they learn how to cultivate that energy, they're able to attract, you know, a lover, a partner, who they can connect with on an intimate level that honors that energy, and you can cultivate and create alchemy with them. Whether he's your boyfriend or just a lover, right? So that's one of the main things that a lot of women come to me for, is how can I learn how to tap into my own goddess power and attract someone who's my energetic match that I can cultivate my sexual energy with. Another common energy is repressing that sexual energy, almost feeling guilty and shameful for having sexual energy. So I actually give women homework. I actually tell them to give themselves a self-pleasuring session. And I think it's so important for women to learn how to touch themselves and get to know their own body, because the only way they will experience having this extreme ecstatic experience with another man is that they have to know their own body.
Yeah.
And if they're feeling disconnected from their own body and they're only searching outward for energy, I like to say it's almost vampiric in a way, because it's easy for them to take energy from a guy than actually learning that they can cultivate the energy themselves. So that's the other thing, is women learning how to tap into their goddess power so they can cultivate the energy themselves through self-pleasuring. And if they choose to, they can share that with another man so that they're not taking their energy, but they're bringing their energy up. And then the man's energy is high as well.
And for the men, is there anything that's kind of a common thing that sometimes comes up with the guys that need a healing, some of the common blocks?
What's the common... With regards to sensuality, I would say it's somewhat similar.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. It's I've had some men that who've mentioned that they experience being drained afterwards, and also feeling disconnected. Okay. And the drain has to do with, and I know Davy Ward teaches this, is seminal retention.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, seminal retention is very, very, very important. And it really makes a difference to your own sexual energy, especially for a man. Once he learns seminal retention, he's going to know how to really cultivate his energy and to keep his energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because when a man chooses to ejaculate, he actually loses his energy. He leaks his energy.
Which is why they fall asleep
afterwards. Yeah, you're screwed.
Pun intended.
So by learning seminal retention, do you want me to sing Kumbaya?
Yes, actually, let's have a quick reprise.
By learning seminal retention, men will learn how to cultivate that energy and keep their energy and use it for their projects, etc. But then you could stay up all night and be intimate with your woman.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lack of awareness, I would say, with women understanding their own sexual energy and men understanding their own sexual energy and learning how to cultivate that. Because it really takes the intimacy to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. And I feel a difference. And when you've connected to that energy, any kind of sex is just, I don't know, there's nothing, there's a disconnect for me with it. And that's why it's so important to really understand how sexuality is so connected to spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
You're really cultivating energy.
No, that makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good that you're doing the work you're doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to take a really, really quick short break. And when we get back, we're going to be chatting some more. You listen to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be right back. I don't know what it is with the PSAs today. Everybody, please forgive me.
So, Kumbaya, my word. Kumbaya.
And we will be.
You
right
love
back.
Me.
I do love you, and that's why I'm very grateful you're my friend and
become
on the show.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC West Side area at The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Cinco Cinco Wednesdays at the Cobalt. $5 cover, $5 draft, and $5 highballs. A weekly showcase of up-and-coming bands, artists, and DJs, where the artists get 100% of their ticket sales. For more information, visit thecobalt.ca.
So for all you out there who like Kumbaya, we had a little
yes.
bit, a lot of it.
Caroline.
I know. Yeah. You want the ya out of the coom.
Mm-hmm. Bye, ya.
So if you're just joining us, I almost want to make you sing Kumbaya again, if you choose to. So
Later, honey.
Okay. So those of you who are around afterwards, you just might hear it if you're near the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. One of the things I haven't had the lovely, the talented, the wonderful Miss Belgie Riot do yet is share. Oh, she's just gave me jazz hands. I love it.
Jazz hands.
Shimmer.
Yes.
Jazz fingers.
If there's only a camera in here.
I would love for you to share just how people can connect with you in regards to website, etc., and just about all, because you've got a lot of upcoming events. I can't wait to find out more about the Vault of Painting and other stuff, which I have to have you on later on.
Mm-hmm.
But just where can they find out more about all the things that you're doing?
Yeah, if you want to learn more about me, if you want me to sing to you, you want to book an appointment, you can go to www.lotusdestiny.com. And you could go to the events page, and you're going to make me laugh.
I am laughing so much right now.
I think my singing is very healing, by the way.
You have a very
think it
awesome
activates voice. Those different centers in the sacral chakra. That's why I call it the sensual kumbaya. I'm going to make a method, a system out of it. It'll be next to the star activation method that I have.
I want to see the video for that.
But anyhow, people can visit www.lotusdestiny.com, and you can look under services. I offer Akashic Record soul readings. There's a star activation method. If you want to learn more about that, you could check that out. But if you go to my events tab, you'll see all of my events. I've got the Sensual Goddess event that's happening on May 19th on Saturday, and there's more stuff. I'm also teaching Akashic Records level 1 and 2 in June, and what else am I? I'm doing a bunch of stuff, so go to the event page, check it out. Sometimes I forget, but I'll add in a Kumbaya tab in there. The Sensual Kumbaya program. Six month progressive.
Yeah. With the Kumbaya program.
1997. I'll give you a discount.
And Val's just asking, are you guys still on about the Kumbaya?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we are. Just for you, Val.
Yeah.
We dedicate it to you, Val from Folkaways.
Focus, Caroline, focus.
I am. I'm actually focusing on the shop.
You are here now. Kumbaya.
Kumbaya. On the star activation, for those who do not know what that is, could you explain to the listeners what that is?
Absolutely.
You just did a free one on the weekend.
I did.
On Sunday.
Yeah, that was awesome. I was completely high afterwards. I had to just go outside and just do nothing. But basically, the star activation is sacred geometry with light, color, and sound. So if you, again, go to my website, www.lotusdestiny.com, under the service tab, it'll have more of an explanation. But anyhow, these are images that infuses a lot of light and sound and color more than what your human brain and eyes can see. And it works through for you to tap into your own power, your own divine gifts and talents. And what I do during the session is that I tune into the collective with what blocks are coming up and go into releasing those blocks. So each and everyone has a different experience with whatever they're going through in the relationship with men, women, money, their career, etc. And by tapping into that collective energy, they're able to release that block and find wisdom from that and having that awareness. And once you have that awareness, you can actually release it from your energy field. And so, for example, let's say I call in the star activation of confidence. So we go into whatever areas where you don't feel confident in your life, and that gets replaced. So it's a big tune-up to your whole energy field, you'll notice that you experience more alchemy. And the reason being is that the star activation helps you connect to your cosmic energy. And this cosmic energy is that energy that's, you know, in the different dimension, and be able to ground it into your physical body. Mm-hmm. With a lot of healers, coaches, and just people who are just have their own business, etc., sometimes there is a lack of groundedness. Mm. And when you're not grounded in your body, which again also deals with your sexual energy, it's hard for you to really experience being here and attracting all the things that you want to attract. Because if you're hanging 50% out of your body and you're just floating away and you're like, woo, I'm flying, I'm a healer, yay, hippie. What tends to happen is that you're still not cultivating your energy. There's a lack of groundedness. Mm-hmm. So what the star activation does is that it literally kind of, you know, I wouldn't say slaps you in the face, but it just says, hey, come back into your body. Mm-hmm. And with that, it works through the wounding and the trauma that you've experienced while being in your body. If you grew up in a very abusive upbringing, whether it's verbal, emotional, mental, spiritual, mm-hmm. a lot, and I've dealt with a lot of people who've been through abuse, is that they'll create a mechanism where they spend most of the time outside of their body than actually being full in their body. So they're very flaky. And so by healing these traumas, they're able to fully ground different fragments and all aspects of themselves into their body so that they're more aware. Because if you're spending a lot of time, you know, how do you know if you're not in your body or not? Is if you're bumping into things all the time, if you arrive late a lot to certain things, if you have a hard time keeping track of, you know, your meetings, etc., and you forget a lot, it's because you're probably in your head a lot or just outside of your body. And with the star activations, it also helps you ground your gifts and your talents. Again, if you're spending a lot of time outside of your body, you're going to keep all your gifts and all that visual stuff outside of your body. So you're learning to ground that in, mm-hmm. which also connects to your sensual energy and owning that power, mm-hmm. and your connection to your sexual energy. So women who've been sexually abused, and men, right? If they're sexually engaged with someone and they've been abused, a lot of them will actually leave their body and feel numb. And that's why they experience a lot of pain while having sex, because of the trauma. And so that trauma gets triggered even more, and they actually end up attracting those who don't know how to honor them, mm-hmm. to mirror back that wound.
Wow. And considering 1 out of 3 women worldwide have dealt with sexual violence before the age of 18, according to Amnesty International, 1 out of 6 mm-hmm. men.
Yep.
That's a lot of free trauma.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's the other thing, is sex is so healing. And there's a lot of wounding as well that gets stuck in your sexual reproductive system in that area. So it's treating that energy as a very healing energy and setting the intention that you're releasing any trauma that you've experienced, or else you're going to keep attracting that same dynamic into your life.
So what would this world look like if all of us were really in touch with their own power, knew what our Akashic records had gone and looked through that, and really were really connected with us?
I would seriously be singing Kumbaya all the time. Seriously. Cool. If everyone knew how to open up their records, you know, this world would be amazing. It, just think about people not projecting and vomiting on each other. Really?
Yeah.
You're learning how to be an empowered participant. And being an empowered participant means taking ownership of your own stuff and learning how to cultivate that energy and honoring someone else, respecting someone else, because you've learned how to respect and honor yourself. Mm-hmm. So imagine that.
It'd be a pretty amazing place to be.
Yeah, there would be no fear, you know, especially in relationships. There would be no jealousy. There would be no, competition, because each and every person would know who they are. They would know who they would want to connect with. Whether it's being poly or monogamous or whatever, doesn't matter, because you just know you.
Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty amazing.
I just snapped my fingers.
So for those of you guys who want to find out more, you want to visit lotusdestiny.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find out more about Baljeet and all the amazing work she does. So thank you so much for being on the show.
You are most welcome, and thank you for having me here for a second time.
You're welcome, and I have to have you on as well, because I'm very curious about what the vulva painting is. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have to keep everybody...
Allison is the one who's doing the vulva painting, and I'm going to participate in it.
Okay. I think she mentioned when she was on the show she was doing it with you, so yeah. I wasn't sure if you guys were co-leading
together. Oh, okay. Excellent. Good. Thanks, Allison.
That's what I thought I heard. Maybe I
did say I was going to participate, so okay. I'm all for it.
I love it. So that's awesome. Well, you are listening to Sexy in Van City Radio, and I hope you've had a kumbaya of a time listening to us tonight. Up next is Hans von Claus's Misery Hour. He's a very sexy man to be miserable with. He'll be guiding us to the wee hours with his ambient music and his super hot voice.
I'm going to kumbaya him.
Yeah, I think kumbaya.
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 Ambient music. I'm all for it.
You've been listening to Sexy and Fancy Radio. Yeah, really.
Kumbaya.
And until next week, have a great night, everyone.
Rock. Ladies Rock Camp launches online registration for second camp. Ladies of all ages and skill levels will form a band, write a song, and play a show, all in just 3 days. All instruments, equipment, and food will be provided. The ladies' camp will be run entirely by volunteers. The cost is $350 per camper. For every person who goes to the Ladies Rock Camp, a girl in need of financial aid will be able to attend Girls Rock Camp. Camps taking place from May 25th to 27th at the Waldorf Hotel. Registration for campers and volunteers opens Monday, March 12th at ladiesrockcamp.tumblr.com.
It's summer, spirit of early mists and showers. Ixta, goddess of ropes and snares. Ixchel, the spider web that catches the dew of morning. Zui Kak, virgin fire, patroness of infants. Adziz, the master of gold. Kaku Bucket, who works in fire. Ixtub Doom, she who spits out precious stones. Ex-Chun Chan, the dangerous one. Ah-Book, the destroyer. Hiroshima, 1945, August 6. 16 minutes past 8 a.m. Who really gave that order?
Answer, control. The ugly American, the instrument of control.
Question, if control's control is absolute, why does control need to control?
Answer, control needs time.
Question, is control controlled by its need to control?
Answer, yes.
Why does control need humans, as you call them?
Wait, time, a landing. Death needs time like a junkie needs junk.
And what does death need time for?
The answer is so simple. Death needs time for what it kills to grow in, for our food's sake.
Death needs time for what it kills to grow in. For our book's sweet sake, you stupid, vulgar, greedy, ugly American death sucker. Death needs time for what it kills to grow in. For our book's sweet sake, you stupid, vulgar, greedy, ugly American death sucker. Like this. Brian Geisen had the all-purpose nuclear bedtime story. The all-purpose bedtime story, in fact. Some trillions of years ago, a sloppy, dirty giant licked grease from his fingers. One of those gobs of grease is our universe on its way to the floor. Splat!
Unplanned and unexpected beginning, but what the hell, the machines are sometimes starting work by itself, so that's how it works, I suppose. Some William Burroughs for you. Not that I have anything against Americans, it's just William Burroughs is American, has lots against own nation, which is it's pretty stupid. It is. And don't feel good about yourself, because this nation is as stupid as they are. So, all right, 101.9 FM CITR, live from UBC, possibly in stereo. And of course, as always, there's some surprise. When you come to that studio, somebody was just jerking off in front of a computer, and all of a sudden Mozilla Firefox is gone, and we have